Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody check to see if we're actually connected.
If who's it?
It's called Blog Talk.
Amy, will you close your situation there? Thank you. You can have it a crack open. I hear myself. Rob,
hello. Hello. Anybody talking? Okay, good.
Amy, you could crack the door open a little so cats can get in and out. Where'd Noah go? Is my frame okay? Everything's proportional. Looks all right to you guys?
Good to me.
I'm trying a different thing today. Usually I have the laptop actually on my lap, but today I have like a stack of books. We've got the laptop on the coffee table on the stack of books. So I'll be less wobbly.
I didn't notice any wobble, but it looks good. Good.
I have trouble sitting still, so I found like I, you know, get all like shaky and stuff, and then the computer shakes with me because it's on me. So
okay.
I figured this might be a little less nausea inducing.
I didn't notice anything. I watched the Bubba Hotep review, it was very engaging.
Cool.
I liked it a lot.
Maybe we pull a clip of it and post it sometime on the social this week.
Okay. Any suggestion of a part?
I don't remember.
I don't really like.
I'll trust your
funny
judgment since you watched it most recently.
Yeah, like, do you remember like a funny moment or something?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah, I would say like whatever moment wouldn't necessarily require seeing the movie to like get the laugh or whatever.
Okay.
Did you make the bland, Rabba?
Yep. I purposely just stopped doing work at 6 and I was like, that's it. I have to just
between
for the show.
6 and 6:25, me and Amy were moving stuff from, well, we got our refrigerator replaced. So there's a vacant
apartment. Hmm?
Yeah. there's a vacant apartment next door to ours. So they let us put all our stuff from our old fridge into the fridge in the vacant apartment until our current fridge got replaced. So we just had to like move everything back from the other apartment's fridge into our new fridge. So we furiously ran back and forth for like 20 minutes and I think we're all set now. But I am very damp.
You don't look damp. So that's good.
Well, because I'm usually damp to some degree, so it's hard to notice.
Hmm.
Where's Noah? What happened? Oh, she's cheating.
Oh, yeah, she is. I admitted her. By the way, everyone, really quick, when you go in your video settings, like if you click where it says stop video and click video settings, can you just make sure that enable HD is on? I just noticed that setting.
FaceTime HD camera built-in?
No, under that. There's like a check in my under my video. Darren, where'd you go?
I clicked stop video by accident when I was trying to do that.
Oh,
yeah, it's enabled.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay. I'm doing mine in HD also.
Yeah, so that way we record that as well.
Do I want to mirror my video? I don't understand what that means.
No, that means it'll be reflected. Like it'll be like how you see it as opposed to like the true version of it. Like, if you notice when you add a background, it flips, but, like, on the recording, it's fine.
Oh.
So, it's a, if you wanted mirrored, it would be how
weird. Which is the real me. So weird.
It's weird to see your face like reflected the way the other people see it.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
So should we mute us?
You can mute everyone. Where'd Noah go? Well, I'm ready to go. I guess we'll just wait for her to come back in.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Podcast. Ja Rule was in the news this week because he did a very strange commercial for a Greek restaurant. If Ja is just doing random commercials is there any chance he can come to Tire Kingdom? I don't think so. The Metal Injection Livecast starts.
Maybe my volume's too high? No, but I hear you normally, and then I hear the music really loud.
Why should we turn off the recording and then restart when Noah gets back in?
I'm not streaming yet. I just started recording.
Come to Tire Kingdom.
Without her.
Jeez.
Internet connectivity issues.
That sucks.
Should we just start, I guess?
I'm okay with waiting, but if you want to start, that's okay too. I'm not in a rush.
I just don't want to end like at like 8:30, you know?
I don't either, but I mean, I'd rather have Noah, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's wait until...
Wait a few minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, I don't want to end later either, but it's worth waiting a few minutes. Maybe she's just taking a shit. She's just blaming it on the internet. That's okay. I support that.
I could be taking a shit right now, too.
That's true, you could just do it in your seat.
I like that. like we're basically gonna have Dan on at the top of the show. Here she is.
Is he doing the whole remainder of the show, or is it like a
I guess
interview segment? So why didn't he come on at 6:30 then, theoretically?
Just so we have a little time to ourselves.
Oh, okay.
No, you're muted, but.
Okay.
You're good?
I think so.
Okay.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Ja Rule was in the news this week because he did a very strange commercial for a Greek restaurant. If Ja is just doing random commercials now, is there any chance he can come to Tire Kingdom? Didn't think so. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
All right. Welcome. We have every brand in every size. Oh, man.
Damn, I chose the wrong background.
I would love it if that was the new song played on the African funeral guys holding the coffin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just freshen up the meme and put the Tire Kingdom song on it.
Yeah, I feel like we need to make the Tire Kingdom meme in general much bigger for that fact. Like, I feel like it's only known to us and people who visit the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Well, that would do it.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob here with Noah, Sid, and 3D.
Hi.
And we're very happy to have you on another episode. We're going to have our friend Dan Ozzie coming on the show in just a little bit. Dan is relocated to the West Coast, so you can tell us all about it.
Really?
And we have a ton of stuff to talk about. And we already played one of the greatest jingles of all time from the Virgin Islands Tire Kingdom. You can look it up yourself. And I want to remind you, if you want a little more live cast, you can always get it on our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. You get at least one bonus episode a month, access to all of our video archives that we're doing these video streams now, and other columns and other fun stuff. And that's only $5 a month. And for $10 a month, you get a little shout out at the end of the show. So check us out at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. This month's bonus episodes are, we just posted a roundtable discussion on the movie Bubba Hotep, which was very fun, and also posted a full-on draft, a movie draft, which feels like it happened a million years ago now.
I know.
Where we each draft a movie, different actors to play all of us in what would be our version of live cast of the movie. It's a lot of fun stuff. So check it out, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Also, quickly want to mention, we are on social media. We're on Facebook. It's up there. We're on Twitter, @MyLiveCast. We're on Instagram, MetalInjectionLiveCast. Hit us up. Post every day. Now that that's taken care of, folks, Chuck Glenn, you talked about it at the top of the show.
He's been talking about it all week.
Ja Rule comes back into our hearts and our minds and our eyes with this very weird
Firefest 2. Oh, no. Sorry.
And let me pull this up. Let me pull up this video here. And so it is, you know what? I'll just play it. There doesn't need to be any explanation here. You know, like why it wasn't explained to me. So let me share my screen here. Let's get this going. And here we go. Oh, I muted it accidentally. Hold on.
No, still playing. Hold on.
Can you hear it or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Hold on. this
Rob, you knocked Noah off with your sound issues.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Oh, damn.
She won't hear it. Okay.
All right, let's try that again.
Look, it's little Ja Rule.
And also, he's not wearing shoes. He's wearing, he's just in his, like, he, clearly he recorded this in his house. He put up like a green sheet and recorded himself.
This is just a cameo with better production value, basically.
Well, and also they get him to pronounce Greek words, which I like. Here we go. And then this just hits a new level of weird. It's like, you know, they're really trying to go viral here. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, well, you know, Ja Rule must be hard pressed for money. But
yeah,
aren't we all?
Then it was, and ultimately that is true, you know. So then it came out, like, Sid, you saw this. Apparently he released a video where he says he's trying to small business, but it's all bullshit because this is actually, we've been bamboozled. This is like
Ja Rule and bullshit are two words that don't go together. I don't believe you.
I'm with Noah.
This is all a part of like a TBS show called Celebrity Show Up, like duo. I don't, some TBS what? Celebrity show.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Ja Rule's show where he does this with every different business. But if you're saying it's different celebrities go and do a shitty commercial for a business, is that how it goes? I thought it was Ja Rule doing it every week.
No, it's not specifically that. It's celebrity, like two different celebrities. And I use the word celebrities in very bold quotes, are matched up, and then they have to do, like, I didn't really pay attention too hard. But like, the thing about, here's the thing, like, when a video organically goes viral, it's cool. But when it's, like, manufactured virality, like this very much is, I'm kind of, like, grossed out.
Yeah.
Can I just say that half of explanation of what this show is gave me an idea for an actual good show, Celebrity Glory Hole, where two celebrities are matched up at random on opposite sides of a glory hole, and then you just see them do what comes natural. That's the show I would watch.
That's like the Masked
Singer.
That's
the catch line.
It's the Masked Singer, but with penises.
Do what comes natural.
Let's get that. It's a
Celebrity Glory Hole.
The thing we could get that on there.
It's more a Skinamax.
It's like a the tagline should be it's a whole new reality.
We have a winner. Rob, call your big media connections. Get this.
Well, maybe Dan Ozzie, now that he's in LA, he knows some brokers. You know,
who would you have on the first episode? Like, let's say there's three segments and you got a pair of celebrities. What would be the most interesting?
Well, like how big of a, like, are we getting A-listers? Or are we?
No, obviously not.
I thought you were going to say how big the hole is. I need to clarify. How big is this hole? let's say you've got the Fox budget that they have for the Masked Singer, and you can basically get anybody. It's on Fox. It's got Simon Cowell in it.
Simon Cowell is in this show. He's not
a
Masked Singer.
They've got to be a panel of judges for how well they fuck.
So this is also a performance. Like, they're not just having sex, they're performing sex for the audience.
Or they could be fucking while singing a song or whatever their talent is. You know, they could do stand-up while fucking through the hole. But they have to fuck through the hole. That's the gist of the show.
Well, no, okay, so with glory holes, I feel like it's much easier to do oral sex than it is penetrate, like full on penetrating.
Let's do oral sex to have.
Yes.
Perform sex. You're like, you're talking like a grandma.
The performance thing was a specific thing because Darren said you would be singing and like this would be judged.
Yeah,
so that's why I said perform.
Well, they'd be judged on their singing and they'd be judged on their fucking, and then the celebrities would also have to guess whose penis it is because they'd be on one side of the. They'd be up on one side of the
No, line. How they would guess based on their talent, based on like their singing voice.
Their talent, or? And also by how like their demeanor when they're.
Well, because they would sing duets. Both of them would be singing.
Yeah, and you could have it soundproof, like each side of the panel of judges on each side, and they'd only hear one of the two people side of the glory hall.
I see. So they get judged separately.
Yes.
But then, do they also get judged together compared to like other duos? Or
yes.
How does that...
This is the most high concept game show in history.
It would be huge.
Well,
something will be.
When does Pornhub start its own like streaming service? This would be the like the initial show. This would be the first.
They should do game shows. Why aren't they doing that already? Yeah.
I'm sure they have quite a marketing budget. I'm sure like they're on it.
They're on it, all right.
I do want to. So. In the description of this, so it explains what this celebrity show is, just to reel it back a little bit. TBS brings you the hottest show on the internet. Celebrity Show Off. Wait, what? There's not even a comma. TBS brings you the hottest show on the internet, Celebrity Show Off. That's the sentence.
It's fucking typos.
Who wrote this? Robert Pasvani?
Hey, I know my comments. Each week, some of your favorite celebrities compete against each other to see this sentence is so gross. To see who has the most compelling content with everything produced in their own homes. So, yeah, it's like that was the intention. Make a video that looked like it was $3. So it got passed around and went viral.
And so let me understand this correctly. So he was tasked with doing this cheap thing to become viral. And he chose, hey, I know this great restaurant. I'm going to make a shitty commercial for them? Or do they tell you you have to do something like that?
I assume it's something like that. But I don't know because I haven't seen the show.
Is this the only video that they've released? Or do we have...
No, so there's the Willis sisters. I guess Bruce Willis's daughter.
Oh, no.
Bella Thorne. Kevin Smith. Which just kind of shows you the level of celebrity here. And Jason Mraz.
Those are higher than Ja Rule, though. He's like the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a trailer. Let's watch the trailer.
Sure.
Let me share the screen once more.
Oh, no. Tori Spelling was on there.
Oh, of course. Of course. Oh, wow, it's tonight.
We can watch it while we're on the air. Rob, do you have streaming? Can you stream TBS?
I can, but what time is it on?
8, I guess?
No, their shows are let's see.
It's going to be after we go off the air, right?
10.
Tonight
at 10. Oh, well. Oh, Central, though. That's a really 11. Oh,
no, 9.
No, 10, 9 Central.
I see it.
Please don't let him.
Oh, Ross's pettiest moments.
Is that your suggested video from your history?
No, it's TBS. It's a TBS. Oh. It's TBS. I'm not signed in on this.
Could be either or.
If you notice right here, I'm not signed in. So watch your mouth, Darren.
Oh.
It's going through your internet history to find that.
Although I have no problems with friends. I'm not in like, it was fine. I don't like go back and watch it, but
I have major problems with it.
What's your problem with it?
It sucks. It's not funny.
I never watched. I never did.
I would disagree on it not being funny, but it was fine. It was like fine and offensive.
It was. It's way more beloved than it should be. It was.
I would agree with. I would agree with that.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would never include it on a greatest list, but it was. Like it made
if
me
it
laugh.
Was fine, it would have gotten like 3 seasons and that would have been the end of it. But it got like how many 9 seasons more?
I think more than that.
biggest show on TV. It shouldn't have been that big.
I never gave it a chance because I was so anti anything mainstream while it was on. Whoa. And then when I tried to watch it, like most recently, because friends like it, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't relate.
You only watched stuff on the CW back then, or the WB.
Buffy.
Homeboys in Outer Space. That was it. You didn't do anything more popular than Homeboys in Outer Space.
Also, Noah, you know, The Simpsons was a pretty big hit.
Well, Simpsons is different.
Well, Simpsons was on when she was like six already, so it's like you got nostalgia factor there. That was before you were a TV hipster.
Yeah.
Simpsons was on when I was four, actually.
God damn.
I watched it when I just came to America. That was like the first TV show I watched.
I watched it from the very beginning, I remember.
And Robert, it stopped being good when you were like 10.
No, 14.
Sort of like Rob himself.
Season 10.
Hey!
Yeah, he became a bad boy at 10.
Oh.
Breaking the rules, downloading illegal files.
Rob, your hair completely disappeared.
It's like Homer is eating the top of your head.
Head body.
Oh, no.
You were just in the perfect spot. Oh, my God, what an effect. Now you have more hair than you really have. Your head's disappearing. Oh, my God. This is supposed to be fascinating for the audio viewers.
Yeah.
We're really having fun with the Zoom backgrounds here. But, okay. What else we got going on?
Well, I wanted to say something. Hold on. I wanted to say something about Ja Rule.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the most relatable I've ever seen Ja Rule. Like, he actually seems like he was having fun and, like, being a normal person.
I agree. It looked very authentic. Like, I didn't realize it was a intentionally virally produced thing. You know, it just looked like he knew – like, when I was watching it initially, I just assumed, oh, he goes to this restaurant, he's friends with a family, and they ask him to record something really
cool. And that is a real restaurant. We know this, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's like a known L.A. spot.
Okay.
So
I feel like he must have been so happy to be included in this show and not be like, oh, you're not going to shit on me for the Fyre Festival? You're just another celebrity? Well, thank you.
Well, it's so close to, like, what happened? Like, that Fyre Fest went viral for something that was not real.
Yeah.
It should be like, I want to thank you for not shitting on me about Fyre Fest, and now I'd like to talk to you about this brand new credit card I have. That's only
33%
interest.
Like, that's with the same guy.
Yeah.
That would be great if I did that at the end of that video, like, plug his next horrible project that rips people off.
By the way, Ja Rule, if you're listening, give us a call. 213 Wide Nut, that's the phone number. That's 213-943-3688. And I want to, you know, we talk about the live cast curse a lot. Mm. And, you know, now it's starting to not only affect the people we either talk about or have on the show, but people close to them. Who I feel like just recently there was a live cast
Falconer.
Curse. Falconer, yes. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
The
2 weeks ago we mentioned
down drummer.
Yes. We can talk about him a little bit as well.
What happened with him?
He just said a bunch of stupid things and got in trouble for it.
Yeah, he didn't die, but in my heart he did.
Aww.
Before we go on, I do want to mention the Ghost Inside. They have an incredible story. You know, they had that horrible bus accident a few years ago, and it's been so inspiring to see their comeback. And their self-titled fifth studio album is out now. The album arrives as a follow-up to the band's 2014 release, Dear Youth, and it's the first release since their tragic bus accident in 2015, like I just mentioned. And, you know, the road to recovery has been extensive, both mentally and physically, but all things considered, they've shown a very positive and inspiring attitude through the entire process. And they worked with producer Will Putney, who is so awesome. Will is one of the leading producers out there right now. He's worked with everybody from Every Time I Die, Knock Loose, Body Count, Amity Affliction. And they also work with longtime collaborator Jeremy McKinnon of A Day to Remember for this brand new album. The Ghost Inside is 11 songs of determination, deep resolve, reflection, and newfound hope. Pick up the Ghost Inside's new fifth studio album out now.
So now that I mentioned that, like I said, the live cast curse, the Ghost Inside is not a...
Yeah, I know.
Well, we have nothing to do with that.
Yes.
But
we did have something to do with the Metallica bus crash, though.
Yes.
Retroactively, even though it happened while we were all babies.
I have a DeLorean. Actually, I was a teenager, so I could have been responsible.
You drove your DeLorean, you swerved right in front of their bus.
But you know,
yeah,
I
got there. I had a whole plan to murder their bassist, and it didn't get there. I just accidentally knocked their bus over. It was like, oh, and I just kept driving. I just went back to the future.
So the live cast curse is a very real thing, and you know, I feel like we've kind of given Vince Neil a new wave of fame recently on our show with exploring his cameos. Yeah. And you know, now today we learned that Vince Neil's dog has died.
Oh,
and
that's
he
so
is
sad.
Claiming he is Vince Neil is claiming
was that?
That the dog was brutally murdered.
I have two reactions to this. It is very sad that that dog had to live with Vince Neil as its owner, first of all.
Are you saying this might have been a suicide?
Yes. I think either
Why?
A suicide or like just he died of pure shame from watching Vince Neil do these cameos from the corner of the room. He didn't even need to kill himself.
I believe it.
So he writes, with a heavy heart, we share the news that our beloved California wolf, Neil, has gone to heaven. That's
the
California dog name is California Wolf Neil, a.k.a. Cali. He continues, her passing was tragic. She was brutally murdered on our front door by two evil neighbor dogs. Can dogs murder other dogs? Like,
no.
Doesn't murder imply...
premeditated.
Which is caught on our security cameras.
Did they release the footage?
They did not.
I want to see that fucking footage. Give me...
Now, here's the conspiracy. Our neighbors are trying to cover it up and say she ran two football fields to their pasture and their longhorn steers killed her.
Well, I just want to say, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What do you want to say?
I feel like he's barking up the wrong tree. I have a good information that it had nothing to do with those neighbors. Actually, Tim Lambesis hired a dog to go over there and kill his dog. To go over there and kill California Wolf. Actually, that can't be true because the dog would still be alive. He would have fucked it up.
Well, here's where
an undercover dog. It was an FBI agent dressed as a St. Bernard.
It was a coke sniffing dog. It turned him in.
Like a guy can't catch a break. They see him coming a mile away.
He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy keeps coming to me trying to hook up a murder. The cop and he's still doing it. I don't understand.
He was buying canine steroids from this dog. The dog's like, hey, need anything else?
Yeah, this guy keeps trying to buy my cum. I don't know what it is. He said it's good for testosterone.
So this is like one of those drug sniffing dogs that is corrupt and then takes the drugs and then sells them on the side to make extra cash. All right, I like it. So continuing with this capture, this is where it seems a little insensitive. And I know Ben Steele is grieving, but he says, please pray for her justice because her killers are still running free.
Okay,
like,
OJ.
Like with what's going on. Anyway, Callie touched every person she came in contact with and was loved by all. We wish we could have her back, but we know it's the circle of life, and she will come back to us in her next life.
Okay,
we will be posting
going,
more
they photos. Just describe the dog.
We will be posting more photos and sharing more photos of her as we have had almost 6 years of beautiful memories with her. She had the it factor and was perfect in every way. What is the it factor? Like what? Like she's from Central Casting? It sounds like Donald Trump like describing her. Oh, she had the it factor. She was the most
beautiful.
She was
one of those dog show
dogs.
She had eight beautiful nipples, folks.
Can I just say, I was reading the post of this on Metal Injection because I have brand loyalty, And I'm reading this whole thing, and it's this description of this dog, and then I scroll down, and there's a picture after the description, and I can't remember the last time I laughed so hard, just because of this amazing description of this beautiful dog and this tragic ending to it, and then the picture, and it was just so incongruent to me, I could not contain myself. So, Rob, when you're done reading, please share the
screen. Yeah, can you? I want to see.
Yes, of course. So good. She had the it factor and was perfect in every way. She had a pure soul and loved with her whole heart and could never hurt a soul. We always prayed for her protection and that she would never feel any pain. She had a beautiful life and a horrific sudden end. But she's in heaven now and she's got her wings. We will be patiently waiting to see her again. Hashtag justice for Callie.
She's on her way. Oh, sweet home. Can you imagine if he put this level of passion and like kind of scribe-worthy poetry into one of his fucking cameos?
Well, he actually cares for his dog.
I was gonna say, can we like go into the live cast budget and pay for a Vince Neil cameo where we imply that it's from the person who killed his dog?
He's not available right now.
Like A, see if he still takes the money and does it, and B, see if he figures it out like halfway through what he's reading. And still
yeah, you're right. You probably wouldn't like read it, but he's just reading it as he's recording.
Our script would just be woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, so this is dedicated to the beautiful dog, and then like just the description that he verbatim from his website, and then like when I gutted her, she squealed. Like just make up some kind of psycho, you know, bullshit like some Charles Manson shit and see if he actually figures out that it's what we're doing.
Well, all right, let me quickly share the screen so you can see. So let's recreate Sid's journey. Yeah. Here he is reading.
Okay, that's enough reading.
Oh, oh my God.
It's like him. The dogs take on the owner's appearance. But it's normal for a dog to look like him, not a human.
Because, like, I'm reading this story, and I'm picturing this, like, battle, this two-on-one battle with the dog fighting for its life. But it's like this dog was clearly devoured in one fucking bite by these two dogs. There was no fight.
I want to make it clear. This dog is fucking adorable, all right?
This dog is cute, for sure.
Definitely has the it factor. Oh, my God. He face-tuned this.
Yes, he did. Did he face tune the dog also, or just himself?
Well, I have a question here. Pause it here because I see. Is that his folks in the background?
I'm assuming.
They have an Uber pool for Jeff.
Yeah.
Did they have like facial surgery to keep pace with him? Because she looks like she's been Botoxed to hell.
She definitely does. Well, you know, it's a family thing. They go together. It's a mother son kind of.
They're on a family plan.
He's with his dog on an Uber pool. That's fantastic.
Wait, yeah, let's see.
His dog
are still alive.
Wait, that looks like different people.
But this is an old picture because they
so
have their
own
great
plane. Memories with mom and dad. But like, look at them. They look totally different. Even
so
the guy.
So many great memories with mom and dad, plus these two people also.
No, that picture is clearly from like 20 years ago because it's the
doctor
but
like,
good flame.
But this guy doesn't even look like him. Like the dad. I guess maybe he lost weight.
He dropped a few, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if you can hear outside my window, but there's a Jewish a local congressional candidate driving by and blasting all day, been driving in a circle and blasting a reminder to vote in the primary today. It's rattling my windows.
Did you vote for him, though?
No. Voted for
nice. Speaking of congressional candidates, we don't have one on.
No.
But we do have a very special guest. Coming on our show, coming all over our show.
Hey!
Yay!
Oh, nice face.
Dan Ozzie. Welcome,
I
sir.
I know you guys were all going to have Simpsons Zooms. I knew it.
Oh, I don't have them. I wish I did.
Well, get with the times, Mo.
Is that a homophobic slur you just tossed it down? Call him a Mo?
I think he just spent most of his life.
Most of his life. That's the cover. You're canceled, Dan Ozzie.
Within the first 30 seconds. God damn. Well, welcome. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure to have you.
You look great. Your quarantine hair looks wonderful.
Yeah, I figure every time I'm like, oh, man, I need a haircut or I need to shave, it's like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, right?
Who cares?
Nothing is important anymore.
Exactly. Thank you, Noah.
Well, I noticed that it seems like just very slowly, like, let me take a step back and say during the quarantine, a lot of people were just ignoring it and going out anyway, right?
Yeah.
As we all know. But I feel like in the past week, like more reasonable people that I know who were taking it seriously are now going outside.
Yeah, for sure. Like I had a friend who like all she posted was like, stay home, stay safe for like 3 months. And then I'm like flipping through her stories. And then it was just her at Planet Fitness. And I'm like, what the fuck? Do you want to maybe like do a buffer here or something?
Yeah, it's just almost nothing significant really happened that would warrant opening anything. Am I wrong? Like, I feel like there's just as many deaths since like.
Well, it's crazy here in California because like, we did the opposite as you guys. Like we went the other way, and our cases are like at the height now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we hit like a top new cases here yesterday, and I don't know if that's because they're doing more testing or not. But like, whether they're doing more testing or not, it's still irrelevant to the fact that there's a lot of fucking cases of it here. And
right.
Like now is when they're opening things up. So
when did things open up in California? Because I assumed the spike was because they opened up. No.
Oh, that's a good theory. I don't think so though, because I knew when they were saying that they were going to open things up, I was looking at data that said that we were hitting like a high number of cases. And I was why? it's crazy. Like
in New York,
our state was so adamant about how great California was doing through all this, how like safe we were playing it. And then it looks like all of the business owners just basically pressured the mayor and the governor to reopen stuff. And then that's what happened. But it's
not Elon Musk's fault.
Partially, as is everything. Yes.
Well, I think it's really to answer, like to kind of go back to Darren, what you were saying, like, it seems like most people have forgot. I've noticed that as well. I feel like in my neighborhood, the last 3 months, I was like almost like impressed, like, wow, everyone has a mask. There's no like block parties. There's like no one, like everyone's taking this seriously. As soon as like, not this past weekend, but the prior weekend, I was like, did I not get the memo that
people just decided they're done with it.
Yeah. Like there were parties. No one's wearing masks anymore. And like,
it's over.
Like I don't understand why the rush to go eat outside, especially here in New York. The only place to eat is on the sidewalk. You can't eat inside the restaurant.
Yeah, just take
like,
it home.
Like I saw people do it. Like go home. Yeah. Like what is the fun sitting? And also like the sidewalks are so narrow. You're
and
just
it's not
blocking
like,
the path.
Yeah, and it's not like Paris. It's just like, oh, I really want to go sit on Bleecker Street where there's like garbage trucks running by all day and just like get wafts of trash on like Wyckoff, you know? Like, yeah,
exactly.
That's some really fancy dining that I just miss the culture of so much.
It doesn't make sense to me at all. But
well,
I think
you
it was
feeling that people are like feeling cooped up in their apartments, like all of
yeah,
like,
I understand
yeah.
that.
No, I get that.
Closet size.
But I think it had to do with, it was a combination of the weather got nice. Then the protests happened, which my theory is that people can only process one news cycle major event at a time. And if
yeah.
one is happening,
yes.
the previous one is over. And just like you said, people being cooped up and they just have to get the fuck out.
And
I also, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. Well, sometimes when that kind of stuff puts me at, like I went to a protest, I felt very conflicted about it. But when that stuff puts me at odds with what I, like my moral beliefs, like I just saw that video today of that, that black, NASCAR driver I haven't been following
Bubba Wallace.
Following the whole thing, but I just saw the video where he like went to his race and there were a bunch of like black NASCAR fans, which is very cool because it's obviously a very traditionally racist sport, and like I was like, oh, that's really cool. But then I was like, wait, I'm sorry, there are 5,000 people at a NASCAR event and he's like giving these kids high fives, like this was today. I was like, why? What? I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why is this? And I'm like, oh, but that's the cool about the racial lines that were breaking down. But at the same time, like, don't be shaking these kids' hands. That's not good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to choose between my quest for racial equality and my quest to have everybody be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is really weird because, like, even with, like, we're nowhere at the point where we're testing enough people and actively enough where we could restart. It seems like the government kind of didn't come through on their end of the deal where they would have, like, mass, like, for NASCAR to have reopened truly safely, they should be testing people at the door,
right,
before they walk in. And well, that's not happening anywhere.
What was that shit that I saw? Like, I just saw, like, a couple of days ago a tweet that was just like, the NBA is going to restart their season, and the players will wear special rings that can tell you up to 3 days in advance if it detects COVID. And I was like, I'm sorry.
That technology
I feel like maybe – we should have heard about the rings first and then how it applies to basketball, not like at the same time. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, okay, so we can do this. But
well, also though, we don't know. It could all just be bullshit. They could be saying, here are these technologies. Great. And it's like, they don't work. Like,
I think Trump just said that. He's like, heard about this ring detects the COVID. You can also make a giant green jet with it. I saw in a movie once. You have to recharge it every week. It's great, folks. You'll love it.
And not to talk too much about the president, but on the topic, as
you're talking about Trump,
like,
right?
yes, the U.S. president.
I don't really follow politics, but yeah.
It's something Sid and I have been talking about the last few weeks is like this thing he's saying, like, oh, the reason the number's so high is because we're doing so many tests. So if there were less tests, you know, there wouldn't be that many cases. And, you know, obviously, like, you know, we laugh like, ha ha, you know, he's saying like, he's saying
the loud part
test.
Quiet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet,
like, what is he saying? Like, if you don't get checked for cancer, you don't have cancer. Like, is that what and we're laughing, but then like in my head, I was like, no, he can't. Like, that's how I'm interpreting it. You know, sometimes Trump has this double speak where he says something, everyone laughs, but then like, you look at like a right-wing website and they like explain what he says and like it's like code for something else. But so that's kind of what I like. Oh, he's really like, well, like, what is he really saying? Is he saying though that like our testing is just the best? That's why we're detecting so many and like other countries aren't detecting. And then like as the week progresses, it's like I'm giving him way too much credit. He's literally saying we need to be doing less testing and then there will be less cases.
Well, I think he's saying what the, you know, people who run the country are really saying, but he's too much of a ham-handed dipshit to encode it for public consumption.
It's so funny when he does that shit, when you can tell that he just got out of a meeting with guys who were like, you know, top policy advisors who are like explaining something to him, but like trying to use discretion and like, this is the part we want to keep quiet. And like, and then he just comes out and he's just like, yeah. And then, so there's aliens in Roswell and then we got them there. I'm not going to say that we have them, but some people are saying that we might have them. I don't know. And he's just like, oh my God. Like, I wish we could just crack his skull open and just like pour out what he actually knows up there. You know?
I mean, I feel like he'll give it all away soon enough. Like,
yeah. Once the Alzheimer's sets in even harder, I feel like there's going to be no. Actually, I don't even know though. Do you think that there's been anything that he's been informed of that has been like on the classified side?
I think he has
not somehow like hinted at in a rally or something like that. Because I'm like watching what he's talking about at rallies, and I'm like, where are you getting this from? Like, what? Somebody must have told you this shit. So, yeah. Like, do you think they're even telling him classified info?
I think there's probably things that he has to know just because, that leak out into briefs. But I do think they're probably selective with telling him the least possible, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think they also feed him stuff to distract him from talking about the other stuff. Like, when he went on that, like, 10-day, that 10-day jag of talking about the toilet flushers of yesteryear.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Oh, that was so good.
I just know that's so like good. A Joint Chiefs of Staff, like limited hangout. they put into his brain, so he'd obsess on that when they were also telling him in the same meeting about something like about aliens or like nukes.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I think it happened like on this. I think it happened when like a few weeks ago he started talking about like drinking Clorox and drinking disinfectant, because like I feel like they explain a very complicated scientific process where you blast people with like you
just like, what if you swallowed it? Is that what they're saying?
right. He totally misinterpreted what they were saying, and then was like, we could do this.
And then he'll always follow that shit up with like, you know, they tell me, how do you know all this science stuff? You didn't study science. Like they say, like, how do you know all of this? Like, who the fuck is this? Nobody said that at all. But you know,
yeah,
I'm good with that. Scene in Speed when they try to trick him by showing him like a fake feed on the TV.
Yeah.
I feel like that at some point they must do that to Trump too, because all the guy does is watch Fox News all day. I got to imagine that Sean Hannity like records an entire show that's just for Trump, that like everybody says, like everybody tells him like, oh, this went out on like national television, but literally like it's for an audience of one person. I believe that.
Except that unlike Dennis Hopper, like Dennis Hopper would actually, he noticed what was happening on the camera.
No, Trump is never going to catch that glitch.
But
he's
also, though,
talking into the TV.
You're giving him too much credit, because, like, why would Sean Hannity not just air that anyway?
I guess. I got to imagine.
It's literally that like, anyway.
I don't know. Maybe his doctors tell him, like, hey, he has to dump out his Alzheimer crazies today. Can he just, like, pretend to call into your show? And like, maybe you guys don't air it. I don't know. I'm open to it. Like, at this point in my life, especially with this idiot, I am open to any conspiracy theory that you guys have. I'm open to them. You know, sure. I'll at least hear them out. If you tell me that they're shooting like just personal Fox News for Trump, I'll hear it. I'll believe. Yeah. I'll listen.
Same. Well, but speaking of people forgetting about the coronavirus and acting like it's all done, a Wisconsin venue has announced a 3-day music festival in Ringle, Wisconsin, called Herd Immunity Fest. And it's going to be headlined by Static X and feature such talented acts as Nonpoint, Dope, and a reunion of the great Boba Flex.
Oh, thank God. Been waiting for that.
Static X, they could play any venue in the world. Mm-hmm. Why would they lower themselves? I mean, when you think of the name Static X, you think of a band that has it all. You know?
Except the singer. Isn't he dead?
Yeah, well, except for the singer who's dead. They have it all, except for a living singer.
Mine is he's going to catch coronavirus and die next weekend. So
They just want to get in on the herd immunity. That's what it is. They don't need the fame.
So how much do you think that it was how much of that was precipitated by this idea to create an immunity, and how much of it do you think was like a show that they didn't want to cancel?
Oh no,
I think
it's not a show that they didn't want to cancel. This was a show specifically created.
That's what I'm asking.
Like, it wasn't announced this wasn't announced 3 years ago. This was announced a few weeks ago.
Was this announced once the Gathering of the Juggalos was canceled and these bands needed somewhere else to play?
They saw an opening.
There's actually some news coming across the crawl. It says this was an idea that was leaked into one of Trump's fake Sean Hannity shows.
Yeah.
And he got the idea and he pushes it. We got to have Static X people. We got to do this. Okay, we got herd immunity. Everyone's going to get together. We're all going to beat the coronavirus, okay?
It would be so awesome, though, as if, like, in a show of, like public showing that this was, like, safe and we need to reopen the country. It would be so awesome if, like, the way that they sent Pence to that football game that time when they were, like, kneeling, if they, like, sent Pence to the Static X show to prove that it was, like, safe. It's just like, no, like, it is safe. We got to get back to life. As proof, we are sending Vice President Mike Pence to see Static X, and he's just getting beat up in the pit. You know, that'd be good.
Well, let him be the front man. They don't have a singer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Pence on the mic.
Is it indoor or outdoor, Rob?
Outdoor.
Okay. Thankfully, it is an outdoor
event.
Something.
They can cover Mother by Danzig. He'd be perfect for that.
A creep.
Do you think when he crowd surfs, he has to be on his side so nobody touches his penis or butt?
Yeah, I do think that.
Just like,
he's just like a fully rigid log as he's pushed across the wave of people.
He's just like a Lego man going across the top of, you know.
Rob, do you have that gif of him falling down?
Oh, I didn't see that until like a minute ago. Fantastic.
It's a nice little treat to throw in if you've got that handy.
For sure.
What is
that was like the last thing I saw before I came on this show.
What happened?
You'll see. Oh, sorry. I already did.
Well, I still get enjoyment from the penis fall, so you can't take that away from me.
Ah, here we go. All right, let me get this going.
There he is.
Oh, I restarted it.
Very cool. Saluting the soldiers, going up the air.
Running.
Steps.
Truly running, nice unlike jog. Our president. And then...
Yes.
He took it into a little run, too. Did you see that? He did that old trick.
I got it.
Okay, I'm all right.
And then does the wave.
I'm fine.
I meant to trip over those three little steps there. That's my exercise for the day. I'm going to take this into a little jog here. Oh, there we go. Jumping jack.
Do you think the palms of his hand were bloody after that, and he thought it was stigmata?
Well, his wife got mad at him for cheating on her.
For being on his knees.
He gets a little sort of he's trying to do the wave.
That was the first time he's ever eaten rug, you know what I'm saying, guys?
against Jesus.
Yeah.
He did a little bit of a Sieg Heil there. But.
Yeah. Just making up for it with the hits, you know?
Gotta play the hits.
Yeah, that brought me 3 seconds of happiness today. As for the other 24 hours, 59 minutes, and 57 seconds, it's anybody's guess.
Just 25 hours in your day?
Oh,
what
you had it.
What did I said 24? God damn it.
You had a call on that, huh?
This is why I don't get invited on podcasts. I don't know math like the president, okay? I don't know numbers.
24 hours, ideas, folks, very simple.
All of the days kind of bleed into each other, so I don't even consider a day 24 hours.
I just saw somebody make a joke on Twitter, like, it just said, at least it's Friday. And I was, for a second, I was like, wow, cool. I didn't realize that. Awesome.
Yeah, the only reason why I knew today was Tuesday was because we had the podcast. So that kind of, keeps me on track during the week.
Mm-hmm. I would say 4 out of 7 days I wake up thinking, what day is it?
Yeah.
Is it Monday? Do I have to get up? Oh, no. It's Saturday. All right. I can leave that alone. All right. So what's interesting, we didn't talk about this, but since we last talked on the show, Dan, you've relocated.
Yeah, relocated. I mean, it's also like days. Locations are also irrelevant at this point, too.
Right.
Because we're all just on the internet now. So, yeah, I moved from Internet New York to Internet California.
How are the internet speeds in California?
Oh, fantastic. My Wi-Fi network, just great, great. No problems here.
Is it actually better or are you doing a bit? Like, is it actually superior?
Oh, it's fine. I've never – actually, no, you know what? It is better because when I lived in Brooklyn, I had a fucking problem where I had to, call my, Spectrum every fucking day because my internet wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I've, never have problems here. So, yeah, you know what? It is better.
Good.
Who's your service provider?
Fuck Spectrum.
Give a shout out to your service. Yeah.
It's Spectrum. Spectrum California.
I think it's all TMF. I don't know. But it's not Spectrum.
So you're in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah, I'm in Glendale, which is I think it's Los Angeles. It's the northern part of Los Angeles, though. So it's more suburban up here. Yeah.
Well, so living, I guess you've had, in Staten Island, you lived in a suburban-y area, right?
Yeah, it's kind of akin to that in that it's close enough to the cool stuff, but also far away, and it's it's good. It's more it's more family oriented here, and there's a lot of Armenian families. It's a very Armenian neighborhood, and
does that disgust you? Do you hate Armenian people?
Glendale is where the woke white liberals go to be low-key racists towards Armenians.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you'll be talking about people who just be like, yeah, man, I just wish we could have gotten, you know, another Obama term. Yeah, I don't want to sound like a racist, but these are Armenian people. Like, they don't fuck. They don't. You know, like that tone of voice where it's like, not all Armenian people, but like they don't.
I'm not one to stereotype. But
yeah,
have
yeah.
You seen
but I mean,
if
you go down there, you'll see them. You know. But it is crazy because I realize I'm going to sound like one of those racists. But Armenians are like very family-oriented people, and so my neighborhood had of like a lot of our big Armenian get-togethers during the pandemic. And you're like, oh, I hope you guys all like live in the same house, because it seems like bad that 20 of you are all hanging out on the porch right now.
Yeah, or at least like, I hope you guys avoided like seeing other people. In this
See, and I don't know. I don't know what their family dynamic is, because like I'll go to the park and there's like a lot of kids playing soccer together, like no masks or anything. And I'm like, oh, you guys, I'm just going to assume you guys are all brothers, and I'm going to keep walking and mind my own business, because there's like 14 of you guys.
Jesus Christ.
That's a weird thing. Like, I don't know if I should, like, there's, since they never gave us any kind of like rules, I don't know like who I should scowl at.
Scowl at everyone.
I'm wearing a mask, so they can't even see the scowls anyway.
There's been such mixed messaging that it's like, I can understand why people aren't taking it seriously. You know, or being a little more lax with it.
Yeah. Well, that's what somebody in my family did, where they were like, well, the doctors, they change their story every day. And so like to her, like the developing data just means like, yeah, we can just ignore all of it. Like they don't know.
It's all invalid.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I can't wait around for them to come up with. So I'm just going to like say, I don't need to listen to scientists.
And like, I think that's insane, but I absolutely understand how people come to that determination, especially if you already don't have like a trust in your government or whatever.
Or,
you're getting
or news services.
And also just like, yeah, yeah, exactly. And they are like, they first said you shouldn't wear masks, and then everyone needs to wear a mask. So it's like, you know, they should have just from day one had that go.
Yeah, because it's very hard after you do that. Because then people are like, oh, first we should, then we shouldn't. Like, which is that you don't even know. And then people just disregard the whole thing. I wear a mask at all times and a diaper and a condom, because you can never be too safe. What if somebody breathes on me and then I have sex with them and shit my pants?
Did you see the guy that went to one of these like rallies to a protest with the diaper outside of his pants?
Dude. What? How is that? That's like every
a Trump rally.
Every conservative like protest eventually devolves into just like grown men in diapers, right?
Oh well. Also, with the protest, by the way, I do want to say that the protest, I think, also kind of numbed people to the virus, not just because they can only process one thing at a time, because they saw all of these mass gatherings, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh well, fuck. Like, if, you know, like people are so selfish, like, well, if you could do this, I'm going to go fucking go to the cafe.
Well, that's what the Hasidic people in Williamsburg did. They had like a protest like a week ago because they were like, well, if the Black Lives Matter people can protest for human rights, then we could protest to open the parks back up.
Same thing. Six of us, we have dozen of you.
Yeah. It's a freedom. We want a freedom too. Why not?
Once Christmas comes, if Christmas comes, there's going to be some wild fucking like hills that people die on. Cause like Christmas is basically like when people who have never felt like an ounce of oppression go buck wild when somebody just like cancels a tree lighting ceremony or fucking says happy holidays instead of whatever the fuck. And so like, I feel like if the like Black Lives Matter rallies are still going by them, which honestly, I know that seems like a far ways off, but like, I feel like something has started that's not going to just like easily go away.
I agree.
And when that crosses over with like the people who are protesting so that they can say happy holidays in Starbucks or Merry Christmas or whatever, oh, it's going to get like a real, like we're going to get some real, you know, to see the two Americas clashing at that point.
The Cold Civil War.
Yeah. Christmas rocks. It's when you just see like the whitest people losing their shit. It's great.
I mean, you see that kind of all the time, but I agree with you that it ramps up right around Christmas time.
For sure, because, and then, like, you know, like Trump also playing into this idea of like, oh, well, they didn't say Merry Christmas before me. You fucking idiot.
It's just nobody said it to you because nobody wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
He's a Grinch.
But yeah, Christmas, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, also, I think
I feel like personally holidays are going to be fucking nuts because I feel like families are being torn apart over one thing or another this year.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
some awkward ass holidays.
If people can even feel comfortable meeting up for the holidays.
Yeah.
The virus is a nice excuse to avoid your family if you want to.
But even seriously, even not even as just an excuse, but like if you don't live with your family and they're like right wing imbeciles, like do you even want to go there? Never mind the arguments. Do you want to risk your life going into that?
And that's right before the election too. So imagine how bad things are going to be by then. Because in theory, we'll have like 2 or 3 debates probably done by then. Jesus Christ.
I'm actually the one thing in this election I'm looking forward to.
For sure. They should do 25 of them. one a week. Yeah.
Trump will be talking about flushing toilets from 1957 and Biden will be talking about like corn pops or something.
Also from 1957.
saying he was the first black senator.
I want to see like Donald Trump Jr. and Hunter debate too.
Yeah,
Hunter would like really like mop the floor with them. Yeah,
sure.
I want to see that too. Yeah.
Well, like first of all, two fucking jokes. He has, you know, like triggered. He'll just be like, "Oh, you triggered?" That's his joke. And then he'll be like, "Oh, what if there's a 2 genders? Ha ha!" And that's
like, "Oh, I identify as a truck."
Yeah, totally. Yeah, right. Well, I identify as a helicopter. So those are his two jokes. So I feel like if I'm Hunter Biden and I'm going into a Rocky style training montage, I'm basically just trying to combat those two jokes.
For context,
Hunter Biden is a recovering crack addict. He has a child with a prostitute. This dude has had the coolest life. Like he's lived a life. This guy's a hip dude to hang out with. Whereas, would you ever want to hang out with Donald Trump Jr.? Like he has negative personality.
If you want to pull something up, because I know it's right on your wall. That Steve Brule interview, or not Steve Brule, like somebody took that interview that Don Jr. did with his father for Father's Day, and he put Steve Brule into it.
Let's see.
That would be lovely. I would love to see that.
Tim Heidecker retweeted it, which was how I thought.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll translate well to an audio podcast because it's basically just Steve Brule picking his nose.
Got it, Robba.
Oh, he's burping. Just give him a minute.
I'm gonna send it to him.
Okay, send me the link. But while you send that, I did want to mention a very interesting study that recently came up about the sharp musical divide between Trump and Biden supporters.
Oh, God.
And this is from
this
a month
can't
ago.
Be good for either side.
But did you say musical divide?
Yes. Okay. I guess they polled people on...
Why is this study necessary? Like, why'd they spend money on it?
I just DM'd it to you.
It was a secret way to find out if anyone will admit to being a supporter of either one of them. It had nothing to do with the music.
Well,
this on Lamb Goat? They're the ones that funded this study?
No, because I didn't know about this.
Noah's favorite website is Lamb Goat. No. This
only
one,
to piss Rob off.
That was advanced audio from the Trump Biden debate.
No, to answer your question, though, who does the study? It's like a company that just wants free publicity.
Yeah.
So, and it would be contemporary music.
And here
study.
We are giving it to them.
Yep.
Here we are giving it to them because this is great. Consumers with a positive opinion of Donald Trump have an overwhelming affinity for country music. And fans of former Vice President Joe Biden favor pop, followed closely by hip-hop and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Very
totally.
Shocking stuff.
I thought there was gonna be like specific artists involved.
Pop is so broad that it's like,
yeah, it goes into
Perry Como.
That was just the intro. The study was conducted by media research firms that examined the appetite for contemporary music among 12 to 54 year olds. I'm guessing this is like a couple
years. Yeah, because 12 year olds vote, you know.
When they said hip hop, they meant the very quick talking rap in the Music Man.
Yeah, they meant Hamilton.
Talk about trouble.
They say that their music platform is typically utilized to measure the appeal of the most consumed songs of 2019 based on radio airplay, streaming sales data, and as reported by BDS Radio, MRC Data.
I don't even believe this shit.
So among consumers who have a positive opinion of President Trump, exactly, this is all bullshit anyway, but
yeah.
Among consumers who have a positive opinion of President Trump, country represents 50% of their top 100 titles. The next highest genre is pop, 26%. The only other achieving double-digit genre, which would be pop. That was the only other double-digit achieving genre. The rest are very low. So pop titles perform best among consumers with a positive opinion of Joe Biden, 38% top 100, followed by hip-hop and R&B at 33%, which included, and then a tie between alternative and rock and country.
Where was ska on the list? Ska fans, who do they prefer most?
Okay, here's the best-selling songs overall among supporters of President Trump are Believer by Imagine Dragons, which, of course, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. Shape of You is the top pick among Biden supporters. Oh. Sorry.
That, you know,
and
that makes
Biden.
Sense, actually. Yeah.
And Biden about his daughter.
I don't buy that.
You know, I was just looking this up because I was almost positive that I remember a story from a while ago. You know how the whole presidency just seems like a fever dream at this time? But I remember Trump being asked like what music he likes or like what